Hey, what's up, everybody? And welcome back to another live Friday Live with Dr. K. Today, we're going to be talking about how to make more money in nonprofits. So if you have a nonprofit, you're definitely in the right place. And I'll be sharing with you the common reasons why most nonprofits are broke so that you don't make those mistakes and you can actually learn a strategy to help your business grow profitably. So if you're in the right place, if you're looking to learn how to actually make more money with your nonprofit, you're definitely going to be in the right place. So let me know as you guys are coming in, where you're joining from. Give me in the chat your city and the business that you have. If you have a nonprofit, say, yeah, that's me. You're talking to me today. Let me know who I'm talking to. I just want to make sure that this is going to be valuable. If you guys can hear me, let me know if you guys can hear me well, too, as well. So I think I have my audio connected. I'm not sure. Just had some rearranging going on in the office. But today, yeah, I'm gonna share with you how to make more money in your nonprofit. So if you guys are joining me for the first time, if you're new to my channel, I am Dr. Kawanity Irving. I'm a government contracts expert. I help high-level entrepreneurs actually scale their business with government contracts so they're able to have more money, more profits, more wealth, more time freedom, and all the things that leads you to having a very prosperous lifestyle in abundance. And so today I'm going to be sharing a candid conversation. So I hope you guys are open to the candid conversation that I'm going to be sharing today about how and why nonprofits actually, most nonprofits are broke, don't have money. And I'm just going to have a conversation based on my own experience, who is a owner of a nonprofit, and based on my own observation of knowing several people across the U.S. who have nonprofits. I'm going to bring that information here. So, hey, Louis Ellie from Shreveport, Louisiana, who has a nonprofit supporting housing and mental health services. So welcome in. Welcome in. And hello, Dr. Marie Claudine. Wow, congratulations for this proactive topic. Yeah. Thank you. And welcome in. Hey, April Seymour. And Dr. Marie. Okay, happy new year to you as well. So yeah, so today we're going to be talking about nonprofits. I mean, most people don't really, you don't hear a lot of things out there about how ways that you can actually make your nonprofit profitable. You don't hear a lot of people talking to nonprofit organizations about profits because the thing that they hear is nonprofit, right? But how many of you know, like, in your nonprofit, one of the things that I've learned about a nonprofit is you definitely have to have some type of profits in order to make it run. So those are some of the things that I'm going to be sharing with you today. So a couple things that you're going to learn in this video is why, you know, the most common reasons why people start nonprofits. So I'm going to get into that. Why most nonprofits are broke. I'm definitely going to get into that so that we can fix those things. And then how you can actually fund your profits, your nonprofits strategically. So getting started, why people start nonprofits. So the most common reasons, right? And you guys can let me know. Feel free to chime in the chat as well of reasons why you actually started your nonprofit. But ideally, most people start a nonprofit is because they have hearts to serve, right? And serving other people is the greatest thing that you can do as a human being in a way that not only it satisfies, you know, your mission, right? The things that you were designed to do to help other people, but also in your servitude, actually, when you're doing it wrong, when you're not doing it the right way, when you're doing it the right way, it actually is supposed to help you elevate your lifestyle in the process as well, right? So they say there's a scripture that talks about giving and receiving, right? You must give in order to receive, pressed down, shaken together, running over. And nonprofit organizations are designed with giving in mind, right? Am I right about it? Giving in mind, right? But why are nonprofits not receiving? So a few things that that I'm going to share with you is about ideally. So why people start nonprofits? Because they have a heart to serve. Maybe there's a situation that that you're very passionate about, like homelessness and housing people, honoring God. Yeah, you wanted to honor God, and that's your Thanksgiving by helping orphans, right? Maybe you were a foster kid and you want to help other people that are caught up in the foster care system. Maybe you were abused once and you want to help women or men that have been abused, like get through their situations and things of that nature. So usually it's personal, right? So usually people start nonprofits for personal reasons of maybe they've come from there and they understand what it's like to be in those shoes. And so when they got out of that position, they say, I want to help other people who's been in these shoes, right? So a lot of times your heart is tied to the business, right? A lot of times your heart is tied to the business. And so those are the reasons. So I started my nonprofit specifically because as I remember, my nonprofit is called Life Skills, Life Skills Organization. And I remember not knowing a lot of things, not having a lot of skills. And then I remember as I began to develop those skills, it began to help me actually make money developing certain skills. And so I wanted to show people how to actually use their life skills and actually to make more money, which ultimately can help you alleviate yourself out of impoverished situations, right? So that's the reason why I started my nonprofit. I'm like, wow, you can use your gifts, your skills to actually make money. I didn't know those things, right? So that's the reason why I started starting my nonprofit. But I know that there are so many people that have their philanthropy. You want to be a philanthropist, right? You want to have a heart to serve. You want to help people, but you don't have the money to do so, right? So there's so many nonprofits, which is why I'm talking about this today. There are so many nonprofits because I get it now, right? I didn't get it then. When I started my nonprofit, I had no money, no capital, no grants, no anything. So a lot of times we're starting nonprofits broke. But when you went through the process of, getting your business, your LLC registered and getting your 501c3 and applying for all of that, you went through this daunting process without a plan and without a strategy of how am I going to fund the nonprofit? Because you probably thought, right? And you can correct me if I'm wrong. You probably thought when I start the nonprofit and then the grants are going to come in. And then you start the nonprofit and then you realize that the grants are not coming in. And the grants that you apply to, they already have an idea of who they're going to give it to. And then you find out that there's so many grants that are out there, but they're inaccessible to certain organizations, right? They're not as accessible as you thought, right? And that it's a full-time job to pursue those grants, right? And then you realize that, okay, when I do pursue a grant, it turns out to be all of these things that are tied to it, all of these conditions that are tied to it, which limits my ability to really serve, right? I'm telling the truth. I know I'm going to tell the truth, right? Because I want to help you. I want to help somebody really understand why we did it in the first place, but also how can we be more productive in our approach to serving others. Okay. How can we be more productive in our approach to serving others and have the money and capacity and financial support to be able to do so in a meaningful way to where we're able to have the impact that we were designed to have? Okay. So Dr. Marie says she went through that challenge, right? So, you want to have the impact that you're designed to have. And so here's what I found, a couple things that I found. You cannot run a business off grants. you cannot run and operate a business financially, totally, and be stable and be consistent and be able to serve and be able to have impact off a grant. Grants are free. They come and go. They can fall out at any given time. They have conditions sometimes that disables you from being able to do the things that you want to do. And if you're not careful, right? Because I've seen this too. If you're not careful on how you set up your board, you can get voted out of your own company that you started from the ground up with your heart to serve. You can get voted out. And next thing you know, you have others coming in and taking over your nonprofit and you on the outside looking in like, that was my dream. I did that. I did that and they came and took it from me because I signed the dotted line of all these conditions and I've sold out to get the money, right? And now it flipped on me, right? Because I'm no longer going to give in to the things that the people want me to do in order to serve the people. I really just want to serve the people. I don't want to get caught up in the politics and all of these other things that y'all want me to do, right? So then they'll come in and they'll pull the rug right from under your feet. I've seen it happen many a times. And so, but here's the kicker. Here's a secret. Here's a kicker, right? People believe that there are two types of businesses. People believe there are how many types? People believe that there are two types of business. There's a for-profit and there's a non-profit, right? But the truth of the matter is there's only one type of business, and that's the business for profits, period, right? Because a for-profit business and a nonprofit business both needs money to operate, both of them. You need profits. So that's a misconception. You need profits in order to run your nonprofits, because not only do you need to cut a salary check for yourself, but you actually need a team. You need a team. You have to run operations. You have to have systems. You have to have a treasury. You have to have board meetings. You have to have all of these things. Plus, you got to be able to have the money to serve, which means that you can't run a nonprofit for free. You cannot run a nonprofit off. Yeah, are there benefits to having a 501c3? Absolutely. There are some tax benefits, but your nonprofit has to be making money in order for you to thrive and to benefit off those tax benefits. You gotta have some money. You should say, wow, you are so very smart. Thank you. You got for a nonprofit needs money, right? You still gotta have your EIN. You still gotta have, you do your taxes on time. You gotta have all these things to run and operate. Otherwise, what you have is a piece of paper that says 501c3, tax free. That's it. Oh, it's just a piece of paper, right? So what is the purpose of having a nonprofit if you don't have the money? Well, you gotta think like a for-profit business. How can I raise the funds? How can I have the money? What do I need to do in order to actually make this work? So, and the thing is, that's the reason why most nonprofits are broke, because they're thinking nonprofit and they think no money. People have automatically attached nonprofit with the idea of that you don't need no money. And that is far from the truth. You absolutely need money, which means that you need to have a for-profit part to your nonprofit business. Otherwise, your business is sitting in a box. It is just a concept and an idea, right? So why do you think there are multi-billionaires that are out there who are philanthropists and they give money? Philanthropists, right? They give money to organizations that are serving a certain cause, right? So you have some decisions to make. Do you want to become a philanthropist, or do you really want to operate a nonprofit organization? Because until you learn how to actually build a business that has money and cash flow, and to think about ways to generate revenues and not just depend on the grants, you will remain a broke nonprofit. You will remain inactive with the inability to actually serve, which is why you started your nonprofit in the first place. Okay. So two things. Number one, yes, nonprofits are businesses that actually need profits. And on top of that, with that, did you not know that you can have a social enterprise? So every nonprofit that I've ever seen that actually succeeded also had a social enterprise leg component, right? Which means that they had a for-profit leg attached to their nonprofit purpose. You have to have both. You have to have a for-profit business where you're generating revenues. Then you can actually redirect some of those revenues to your nonprofit purpose. Let me see what's going on here. My internet is probably coming in and out. You have to have, I'm going to say that again for those of you who may have missed it, because it looks like I froze for a moment. You have to have a for-profit business that generates enough revenue where you can fuel some of those revenues and redirect some of those revenues to your nonprofit purpose.
they work together hand in hand. So when people come and they say, well, I have a nonprofit business, I'm like, oh, okay, well, you have a business. Okay, so, you know, what are we talking about here? All the nonprofit status means that you have a tax-free option. That's it. It's just a tax-free, right? It doesn't mean anything other than you have a tax-free advantage. That's it. That's the only advantage of having a 501c3. You have a tax-free advantage. Maybe you can get some stuff for free, you know, from corporations that serve nonprofit. Maybe you can get some free groceries from the grocery store for your events. Maybe you can get some things that are tax-free because these large philanthropists or large corporations, they can use that donation as a write-off for them. So they're benefiting. But how do you benefit from your own nonprofit? Well, you have to have a for-profit and a nonprofit working together simultaneously. That's the truth of the matter. This is what I've come to know. The reason why I know this is because I've had a nonprofit for maybe about 8 years. I've never had a single penny come into that nonprofit. I've never was awarded a single grant for that nonprofit. It wasn't until I actually leveraged my for-profit business that I was then able to activate the nonprofit philanthropic work that I want to do out of my heart. Cannot run a business out of your heart and that's it only, right? You cannot run a business or make profits just out of your heart. You can have a good heart, but you also have to have a sound mind of how we're going to get this money, period. And one of the best ways that I've seen on how you can get the money to activate your philanthropic, nonprofit duties is to actually get the money from the government. Make the government your partner, right? Somebody said, I'm going to put this up on the screen, Dr. Marie. She said, yes, my powerful sister, I noticed that too late. I wish I knew that before. I should have definitely done it differently, right? So listen to this, y'all. What better way to activate and to fund your nonprofit than to make the government pay for it? They already have the money, right? And you could get a government contract as a nonprofit, but you can actually get more as a for-profit. So why not position yourself as a nonprofit and a for-profit? You have two entities where you're getting money from the government that funds your philanthropic journey, right? That funds the things that you want to do from the bottom of your heart to serve other people. Because when you actually are a servant, right? So contracting with the government, the best way to position yourself so that they can award these lucrative multiple six-figure, multiple million-dollar contracts to you is you have to say, here's how I can serve. Here's how I can solve the problems that you're looking to solve. And they're so more than willing to do it. They've already called your name. They've already called it out. They've already said, we're looking for women-owned business. We have multiple millions of dollars that we set aside for women-owned businesses, right? But yet we're like, I don't have this money. Let me go see what Alice.com is offering for a grant. Nah, free money is okay. Get 10,000 here, 25,000 there, maybe 50,000, but that ain't gonna do nothing. Impact. You have hundreds of people on one block that's homeless. $50,000 grant is not gonna solve that problem. You will do better taking that $50,000 grant and building your for-profit business and positioning that for-profit business to set up to get a government contract that's going to fuel millions of dollars into your business. Now, what that does, not only does that increase your profits, makes you highly profitable, right? But now you have the money to pay yourself. You can pay an executive director to go after more contracts. You can pay a staff and a team to serve the people. You can pay in-house for your accountant person to make sure that your nonprofit is compliant and that they understand how for-profits and nonprofits work together so that you can stay compliant, right? So that you don't lose your 501c3, right? It's a plan of action. You got to have a real plan of action in these streets. You do. You got to have a real plan of action. So you can't just go, you should just like, it's so crazy, the knowledge and information that are out there. It's just so crazy, the knowledge and information that is out there that people are just missing because they don't understand how to put together and connect the dots. You have to have a game plan. What is your end goal? If your end goal is X, Y, and Z, then you have to reverse engineer. How am I going to fund it? What do I need to do? How do I position myself? All these things, right? Who is going to help me? Who do I need? Because if you think that you're going to have impact all by yourself, think again. You need teamwork. You need partnerships, right? Strategic partners. You need a strategic plan, a strategic plan of action. And you need the willpower to be able to go and do the work, because not everybody is able to get out and do the work. It's not going to come to you. You have to go to it. You have to be willing to go and do the work. Okay. That means you got to have a research team. We got to fund all those things, right? Do you not know there are contracting opportunities out there for you to just do the research? Research on economic crisis, research on why certain types of babies are born with disability. You can actually build an in-house team to do the research and get those contracts on the research and development of new ideas and new discoveries. Absolutely. Yeah, there are contracting opportunities. But this is why I say contracting with the government is the best kept secret. You just have to think about how you can actually leverage these things to help you where you are, right? It's not just a paycheck. It's a life-changing experience. So not only will it help you in your nonprofit, but it'll also help you with your for-profit. And when you're making those types of profits, guess what else it helps you with? Your life. It helps you. Look, there are 33, yeah, write the vision and make it plain, right? That's in the scripture, write the vision and make it plain, right? But, and also faith without works is what? That means you got to do the work. So the things that I'm saying, it's real, it's biblical, it's principle. These are principles that actually show you how to actually have the success that you want on purpose, not on accident. People don't accidentally become millionaires. People don't accidentally become profitable. People don't accidentally become philanthropists and accidentally have a successful running business. They do it on purpose. Got to do it on purpose. Plan of action, right? And so not only does it help you with your nonprofit, with your for-profit, and in your life, but it helps you to become a part of the one percenters. So watch this. There are 33 million businesses in the U.S. right now. 33 million small businesses. Small businesses mean have under 500 employees. 33 million. But here's a staggering thing about that statistic. Only 6% of the 33 million businesses make six figures. Only 6%. That's a very, very small micro percentage of small businesses across the U.S. That means all 51 states make six figures. Six figures begins at $100,000. It takes $100,000 to live comfortably, at least in this era. It takes that. But most small business owners are not even doing that. Big. That's a big staggering statistic, right? Now, watch this. Now, only 2% are reported to make seven figures. Only 2%. 2% of 33 million. That's a very small number of people who are making seven figures. Yet, somebody say yet. Yet, there are contracting opportunities right now, every day. One contract could be worth multiple seven figures. In fact, one of my clients who enrolled in our coaching program, so we have programs, just so you guys know, we have programs that range from $55,000 all the way up to $1 million. $55,000, we have a $200,000, we have $1 million program that shows people how to grow their $1 million business to multiple millions, and we help them do it. We have a partnership program in that. But either way, we show you how to actually go after these contracts and scale so you can have more profits and all those things, right? But we don't work with everybody. We don't. We're very selective of who we work with, right? And there is a prerequisite. You must take the 5-day challenge so that we can lay the foundation together, right? You must take the 5-day challenge. If you don't know what that is, go to govconchallenge.com. You must take that in order to even apply. Because we're working with people that's like, you're mindset ready. You got to be mindset ready for this level of execution and this level of wealth, right? Strategies. So one client in her first year to a year and a half, she started landing contracts, like real large lucrative contracts. And before 2 years, right, they say statistically, small businesses make it takes 2 to 5 years for them to even turn a little bit of a profit, right? But most small businesses don't even make six figures, right? Only the top 2%ers make seven figures. Now, this young lady who's a go-getter, she's an action taker. she created a strategic plan with the information that she learned and secured one contract that was multiple seven figures. So in less than 2 years, you could become potentially, if you're an action taker, a part of the top 2% of income revenue generating earners in business when you do this. So this is a serious thing. It's a serious decision that you really have to make. Do I really want to do it? Like, do I really want to fund my nonprofit? Do I really want to have impact? And if so, then these are some of the things that you can do because the money is there. The government prints the money. They never run out of the money. They're asking you to come get the money. What side of the fence are you on? Do you really want to do this or not? Right? So that is how you can fund your for-profit. Then you say, well, I partner with the government to create more housing availability for homeless people. I partner with the government to create homeless and food feeding programs for my community. I partner with the government to create and to develop affordable housing for all the people. I partner with the government to develop tiny home communities for the people that are sleeping, you know, on the streets. I partnered with the government to serve young ladies who are having mental health breakdowns, right? I partner with the government. That is what my nonprofit does. We've partnered with the government, meaning that partnership is the government is giving you the money to solve those problems. It's all about knowledge. It's all about positioning yourself. It's all about the execution. It's all about having the vision, making it plain, creating a goal of action, a action step, right? A goal and a plan and creating the action steps and being willing to go out and do the work, right? Right? And none of that, right? None of that is free. And now people say, I got a nonprofit. Well, it costs money to start your nonprofit. This is what I know. You still got to pay for the LLC. You still got to pay for the registration for the 501c3. You still got to pay for an accountant. You still got to pay to get your website built. You still got to pay for the people that's going to do the work, right? They're not going to do it for free just because you have a nonprofit, which means that you need what? Profits. You need money, right? So this is how you can get the money, right? If you really want to get the money, it's there. This is just a way that I've seen. Like, this is the best thing, way that I've seen how nonprofits can make money. People can have the lifestyle of their dreams because of the profits that's coming in, right, from their business. You can increase your profit margin, have more money, right, than you have time to spend. Now you have the ability to not only fund your legacy, but you also have the ability to create a legacy for those that come behind you, which is your family members, right? Because the scripture says a smart man or the wise man, right, leaves an inheritance for his children's children, right? How are you going to have a nonprofit to serve others and you can't even serve your next generation? You're not even thinking about serving your next generation. You got to think about all of these things. Otherwise, you're totally out of alignment. How are you helping these people that you do not know? And then these people that you haven't met yet, but they're from you. They come from your loins. They come from your children's 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 children. They come from your bloodline and you haven't even thought about how you can set them up for success. How you can set them up. Right. So they're not struggling. Right. You haven't even thought about that. Well, here's a way that you can do these things. Right. But you got to get yourself into high level communities of people and leadership that is teaching you and helping you to think strategically. Now, I was just having a conversation with one of my colleagues of how programming is so real. People are walking around, and we talk about zombies. You have people, so many people have been brainwashed to think a certain way, to act a certain way, to answer questions a certain way, to spend money a certain way. And all we know is to get it and spend it, right? But what if there was a way for you to get it and watch it grow, right? What if I told you the truth about money and revenue and how you can really get it and watch it grow? Money must come down before it can come up. But in order for it to come up strategically and actually to keep going up, there's certain things that you have to do. You have to attach the outgo to income producing assets. And one of the most valuable income producing assets that you can actually attach it to, it's not going to be a house. It's not that. It's not going to be a car. Definitely not that. It's going to be education and knowledge, whether it's a book, a training, or something that's going to teach you how to make money. That is the biggest and best investment that you can make in yourself. Education and knowledge of how you're going to make some money. And then you execute that. So when the money go out because of that investment that you make, it's going to come back multiple fold, right? It says to be fruitful and to do what? To multiply, not to be fruitful and to just spend it out, but to be fruitful and to multiply. You got to multiply your wealth on the way to the top. If you're not finding ways to multiply your wealth, then you're stuck. Which book do you recommend about that? Let me see. Millionaire Mindset. There's a lot of them. there's a lot of them. Don't duck the government. They've got your money. In fact, I have a let me see if I can find my library. I have a library of books that I highly recommend. I'm going to see if I can find it while I'm on with you guys. It's in my notes somewhere. So, but I have a library of books that I highly recommend that has helped me to have a better mindset, have taught me how money really works, and it's trained me on reprogramming my brain to change the thought patterns, because it's the mindset, right? Your money, your level of income, your level of revenue, your level of success is directly related to your mindset and how you relate to money and how you think about money. So if you're afraid to lose money, then in turn, what you're doing is saying, I'm afraid to lose it, so I'm going to repel it, right? If you're afraid to invest money because you want to see the numbers, the fake numbers, by the way, in your bank account, because that digital number is not real. It's a fake number. It's a trick to the eye. It's not really there, right? Because they've already employed your money, right? So until you learn that that's fake, right? They're employing my money, but I haven't employed my money to work for me, right? Until you understand those things that is blind to the average person, then guess what? You're going to continue to remain in lack. You're going to continue to remain just where you are. You're going to continue to remain middle class, working poor class, all of those different things until you start seeing the truth. And the scripture also says that you will know the truth when you read these types of things, these books, and you get yourself into, here I found the link. Let me see, copy link, and get yourself into areas, mentorships, and with coaches that can help you. Right? Hey, Aliqua, that can help you. Thank you. Thank you, Stacia. So it's right there, y'all. She'sgotgoals.com/library. So check it out. So that is my library of books that I highly recommend. That is really just, it helps you begin to develop your mindset. Now, one book is not going to change your mind. You just got to continue to grow in these areas. It's so much information out here, y'all. Like, again, that number in the bank account, that's fake, right? You have to employ your money. And my question to you, for those who do have nonprofits or for profits, or you're looking to make profits and the profits ain't working and the math ain't mathing, is your money working for you? Have you employed your money? Employed means invested in something that's going to teach you how to make some money, right? The best investment that you can make is into something that's going to teach you how to multiply your wealth, right? Oh, Robert Kawasaki, Rich Dad, Poor Dad, that helps you with your money mindset. So the more you pour into your money mindset, the more you pour into your knowledge base of how the truth, right, and how things really works, the higher you elevate that, right? Your frequency on what you believe about money, the better relationship you have about money, the better truth you begin to learn about money, the more money you're going to attract. And I'm not talking about magical things. I'm talking about real things. I used to think people was crazy when they start talking about attracting money and think and grow rich. I used to think that these people was crazy, but until I learned the truth. And now I realize that, wow, they were onto something. It's just us. We're the ones that was crazy. And I was a part of that. We are used to be crazy thinking about, I'm going to go spend $4,000 a year on Christmas, which is a fake holiday, rather than spending that $4,000 into a course or a training that's going to show me how to turn that $4,000 into $40,000. Crazy. The things that we do as people, these are things that make you say, right? So now that I'm looking back, I'm like, wow, I could have been doing this so long ago. And then you really get to see where people are trapped. People are trapped. So many people are trapped. They're trapped. They're trapped. They're trapped in programming. They're trapped in their minds, all of these different things. Like, so the reason why I say that is because it's so true. It's so true. And when people are like, one of the biggest things that I've learned is that people don't really buy what they can afford. They buy what they want. Right. So if there's an opportunity for you to invest in something, and maybe that investment may cost you, let's just say $50,000. Maybe that investment is $50,000. And the first thing that most people that are broke, they say, I can't afford it. Well, yes, you can, because you can afford what you want to afford, right? Instead of saying, how can I afford it and what can I do to get it, right? Because that opens up the opportunity for you to think strategically about a game plan on making it happen for yourself. Because when you went and many of you are homeowners, when you went and looked at that $400,000 house, chances are you did not have $400,000 sitting around ready to give over to a mortgage company or to a realtor. You did not have that, right? So you didn't say, I can't afford it. In that case, you said, what do I need to do? Got to go work on my credit and work on that. You put that game of action into play. What do I need to do? I got to come up with 20%. Let me see what I got to do to come up with the 20%. What can I do? I got to leverage some info. So you made it happen for yourself. So typically people can afford what they really want, but what they really want is not the same thing as what they think they want. People think they want wealth, but then when it comes time to putting your money where your mouth is, then you start pedaling backwards and then you stay stuck. Right. So hopefully that's going to set somebody free. And I'm only saying this because it's the realest of the realest of the realest. And I see this happening every day, all the time. Right. So when somebody say, well, this knowledge right here, here's a book. And this book is going to show you how to make your first million. But the book costs $40,000. First thing you're going to say, I ain't spending no $40,000. That's all you see. I ain't spending no $40,000 on a book that's going to teach me how to make a million. Just show me how to make the million. No. You have to step up to the plate. It does not make sense, right? I want to make a million. I want to be a millionaire. Now the opportunity comes and you're like, I can't afford. I'm not going to. You just attach it to all the negative things, and negativity disables you from being able to take action. So you have to be willing to filter it through a lens of positive thinking, so that it can empower you to go figure out a way to become a part of the top 2%ers. The young lady that I was sharing with you earlier that changed her life, and she was a traveling nurse. She worked a company, traveling nurse. I don't know how much traveling nurses make, but I'm pretty sure they're not making a whole lot. You know, they probably make a nice livable income, but probably not a whole lot, right? But to go from being a traveling nurse to positioning yourself to partner with the government to solve problems, and then they in turn say, here's multiple seven figures for one contract. That's life-changing. And everybody's not ready for their lives to be changed. But this lady saw the opportunity. Not only did she see the opportunity, but she was open and she was coachable, right? So you have to be open and you have to be coachable and you have to be ready and you have to be willing to change your mind. Because when you change your mind, you can change your life. And that is the honest to God truth. So anyways, we have our 5-day challenge that's coming up, where we're going to be helping people change their mind, right? I don't do this for just anybody, right? Which means that I don't give my information and knowledge at a high level to just anybody. During this challenge, I give you information that everybody else ain't gonna get, right? But you got to get yourself in the room. And it's going to be the smallest investment and the best smallest investment that you can make. The challenge is only $297. That's $297 to be VIP, to be able to ask me questions, to be in the room. I think it's like under $500 to be able to ask questions, right? One-on-one, if you want to have a one-on-one hour-long session with me, it's $5,000 for the hour, right? Because I know my value, I know my worth, and it got to be worth my time, and it's going to be worth your time, because I'm going to give you $50,000 worth of value and in a game plan to show you how to turn that $5,000 investment into $50,000 when you execute, right? And so there is, like, I'm not confused at all about my value. So if you go to govconchallenge.com, I'm going to go ahead and bring up the site, or maybe say so you can bring it up. If you go to govconchallenge.com, it's going to be on the screen in just a moment. Then you can actually register to join us in the next challenge. It starts in a few days, y'all. 5 days, like 90 minutes a day. 5 days, 90 minutes a day. You get to learn how to partner with the government. Like, what do you need to have? Who do you need to become? How to position yourself? How much money is on the table so that you can actually turn your nonprofit business into a for-profit mastery, right? Into, like, not just, I'm not talking about getting rid of your nonprofit, but I'm showing you how to make more profits in your nonprofit, and how to actually increase your profit margin on your for-profit leg, and how to actually create wealth for yourself and generational wealth for those who are coming behind you, right? All you need is this one player on your team to be able to do it all. One player to be able to do all these things. And that's the government. You need to partner with the government. Join me in the upcoming 5-day challenge to actually get your business pre-qualified for government contracts. Go to govconchallenge.com. So there you have it. Those are some of the reasons why nonprofits are broke. That is how you can actually make your nonprofit profitable by partnering with the government. And this is how you can actually elevate your lifestyle and have more impact and expand your philanthropy journey, right? By partnering with the government. So join us at govconchallenge.com, you guys. That's it for today. We'll check you next time.